From time to time, we like to bring your attention to so-called hidden figures, people who have made an impact and haven't necessarily gotten the attention they deserve. So today we want to tell you about Ernest Robles. He passed away last month at the age of 92. In 1975, Robles started what would eventually be known as the Hispanic Scholarship Fund. He did this with a $30,000 mortgage on his home. By the time he died last month, the fund had granted $700 million in scholarships. That's an impact. Tens of thousands of students have been helped, and they are now scientists, doctors, teachers, and writers, including Los Angeles Times columnist Gustavo Arellano, who wrote a column about Robles last week. And he's with us now to tell us more. Gustavo Arellano, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, gracias for having me, Michelle.
Gustavo, take me back to that moment you found out you were selected for the scholarship. I mean, you mentioned in the piece that you received a letter from Robles cheering you on along with the check. Do you remember that moment?
I will always remember it. And I have the letter somewhere in my archives, but I remember the letterhead, the red, white, and blue coloring, and just this note, you know, it came with the check. I can't remember if it was $500 or $1,000. It didn't matter because someone, in this case, Ernest Z. Robles, was telling me, you matter. You matter. Congratulations. But this is just the beginning. This is just the start of your journey, but we're here to help you in this little way.
Can you talk a little bit about why that matters?
It's like someone giving you a high five that you don't know and saying, hey, you know what? I like what you're doing. And in this case, it's coming with money. You know, random person who I don't know. I had no idea what the Hispanic Scholarship Fund was until now. And it just meant a lot to me. And I remembered it all those decades later to the point where I'm at today. So when I heard about Ernest Z. Robles' passing, I'm like, I got to write about this. And then when I dug into his life, I'm like, I'm just ashamed I was never able to write about him while he was alive.
Tell me more about his life. What gave him the idea? No disrespect to philanthropists who have a lot of money to dispose of, but, you know, this is not Oprah or LeBron James or any of the other extremely wealthy celebrities starting a school. This is somebody who's kind of dug into his own family's pockets in order to start this. So tell me a little bit about him. Who was he and what gave him the idea?
Yeah, this was a gentleman who had gone to segregated Mexican schools in the 1940s in Southern California, fought in Korea, got a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for his bravery, came back, became a teacher, a principal at a segregated Mexican school. Then the Department of Education hired him to desegregate schools in the South, go to these school districts, give them court orders and say, you have to desegregate. So by the time he comes back home, though, in the early 1970s, he's realizing there's a lot of Latino college students, a lot of them first generation. There's no scholarships for them. Him and his wife, Dora, they took out that mortgage on that house. He started connecting with people. And he, you know, in the early days, as his son told me, he was such a novice in fundraising that he'd go to these corporations. We're talking about like Coca-Cola, Anheuser-Busch, Procter & Gamble. And he'd give his pitch about why it's important to have Latinos going to college. And then these corporate executives, they'd say, this is such a good pitch, but next year, ask us for more money. We'll give you more money. But, you know, good job.
Wow.
Here's your check.
It's interesting that, and I just do wonder why it is that this scholarship fund isn't better known. I mean, including the history behind it, the fact that there were segregated Mexican schools. I'm not sure that people who weren't directly connected or affected by them even know that part of it.
A lot of this is just a telling of American history. We forget that Mexicans went to Mexican-only schools, that there were families who were fighting, just like the families in Brown versus Board of Education. There were families suing school districts, Mexican families, to desegregate these schools. It's so important to connect those dots. But with the Hispanic Scholarship Fund, it's the most interesting thing because almost all of my friends, Latinos, who went to college, they received it, and that small amount, $500, $1,000, I think they cap out at $5,000 nowadays. So this is over $700 million in funds over, what, the past 45 years, almost 50 years? And yet no one, it's almost like just in the background, like a low hum in the background. Oh, yeah, there. Oh, yeah, it's there. And one of the issues, though, and not even an issue, it was Ernest Z. Robles himself. He was a very humble man. He did not want the spotlight.
You're saying just about everybody you know from a Latinx background who attended college, your peer group, just about everybody you know personally got one of these. That's a huge reach. Do you, a lot of your friends, do they feel about it the same way you do?
No, And that to me was the sadness of it. So Ernest E. Robles, the funeral for him was this past Monday in a city called Redlands. So I go to this small, beautiful Catholic church. I showed up about an hour early just because I thought there was going to be an overflow crowd. Even if I had not written a column, I'd want to go just out of respect. The money that I got from the Hispanic Scholarship Fund was just so important. No, it was just family and friends. They were bunched up on the front pews, and the back was almost no one. And so when I wrote my column for the Los Angeles Times, I thought like, well, why didn't people show up? Maybe because it was a Monday, maybe because it was a morning, or maybe because far too often we just assume that our heroes are always there. We don't really want to dig past stories to be able to find especially our predecessors, our elders who did the work when it was even harder than it is today. And it's interesting, after the column came out, all of a sudden then people are like, oh yes, I had encountered him. Oh yes, I got a scholarship fund. Oh yes, this. But it's always hindsight, you know. But at least now I'm glad that I was able to tell that story. Now people could remember. And so hopefully in the future, we do want to value our heroes more, and we do want to value these unsung community heroes and sheroes who did so much without the spotlight. Well, let's give them the spotlight while they're alive.
That was Gustavo Arellano. He's a columnist for the Los Angeles Times, and he's telling us about a column he wrote about one of his heroes, Ernest Robles, who died last month at the age of 92. Gustavo Arellano, thanks so much for talking with us.
Gracias.
Now we hear from two college students currently studying with support from the Hispanic Scholarship Fund, or HSF, which was founded by Ernest Robles.
My name is Dalia Vasquez. I am a geography student at the University of Texas at Austin, and I'm also proud to be an HSF scholar.
My name is Sebastian Flores. I am attending Villanova University, and I'm a computer science major, and I'm also an HSF scholar. My parents' income was very close to the United States' poverty line, and so being able to apply for the scholarship and ultimately receiving it, it allowed me to pursue an education that my parents weren't able to receive.
I remember getting the notification that day, you know, my mom, we both cried in the kitchen. It was a very, I'm getting like teary just thinking about it now, but just a weight off our shoulders.
The more exposure that this gets and the more this reaches those Latinos, that's what I hope is what happens, is those Latinos can find this and then be able to get a higher education, which would ultimately allow them to like move their family up. And then, of course, now you get a snowball rolling down the mountain where then they can then pass it to their siblings, their cousins, their other family members. And so that's what I really hope that comes out of this.
I would ideally like to see a world where more Latino students are taking leaps, and I really hope to see walk into a room where I'm not the only Latina female who is in that room.
That was Dalia Vasquez. She's at the University of Texas, Austin, and Sebastian Flores, who's at Villanova University.